Welcome.
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 Welcome to the Pod Crash. I'm here with Zach.
He's a showman. I heard he's a Jewish kid with soul.
Epic stadium bands that is going to put on one of those festival type shows.
There's ACL, there's Fun Fun Fun.
Mile High.
Outside Land.
Jazz Fest. That you're going to remember for a long time.
At Coachella, we just wrapped up a night of seeing Jay-Z and then Crooked Vultures and LCD Sound System and She and Him and Yaysayer, and we're ready to talk about it.
And finally I heard it, and it was big.
You know me, I'll be booping.
It's a little more funny.
See a couple songs up close and then go like, whoa!
I listen to a lot of bands with stupid-ass lyrics like Fish and I'm Frisbee Gay.
I'm Zach T. Bloom with Andy Shore, and together we are the Festival Crashers.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Pod Crash. We are Zach and Andy, the Festival Crashers, and we're here to talk about the ACL lineup. It's a festival we will have to crash, but we'll get more into that later. First of all, Zach, you say you think it's as good as Lala. I'm not so sure. Let's start with the headliners.
I think right at the top, headliners are far better. And it starts with Stevie Wonder Saturday night and ends with, you know, and Kanye Friday night. I think we know our choices already, which is nice that they told us which day by day we're getting things. So we know Friday night we have to choose between Coldplay and Kanye. Let's start right there. Andy, is that a tough decision for you?
It's not. I haven't seen the new material from Kanye. I've seen Coldplay. They don't have a new album out. I saw them on the last tour.
But they are working on one, so it will be new stuff.
It'll probably be new material, yeah. I'd be interested to see what they do in a festival format, but of those two artists, I mean, Kanye's, I'm a much bigger fan of Kanye's.
And sure, and we'll get to see Coldplay probably at Lollapalooza.
Yeah, it'll depend on what that schedule is, but I may split some time. I'll probably check out a little bit of Coldplay, but it may happen that we end up close for Kanye, and I don't want to go fucking anywhere.
That's true. And it's one of those things where, yeah, I could see a splitting time, but we know Kanye will start late if he's does his usual thing. So it might be a start at Coldplay and head to Kanye type thing, or just head to Kanye. It kind of depends on how that shakes out, but I'm not too worried about that. I am surprised that Stevie didn't get the top billing for Sunday night, even though he gets top billing on the festival. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess in the overall scheme of things and maybe the audience they were expecting, you know, Stevie, like, people that get music and love music know Stevie Wonder, but, like, he is from another generation. And when you're putting on a music festival, like, are they trying to it depends on the audience they're trying to bring in. Like, I guess from that standpoint, I could see why you put someone else with Stevie Wonder.
Sure, but I guess last year they had the Eagles as the Sunday night to close it down. And
and they get no respect from you.
And the year before they had Pearl Jam and then, you know, Foo Fighters. So that's kind of...
Foo Fighters and Pearl Jam are you know, two decades at least, you know, newer than Stevie.
But so Arcade Fire is really the only headliner Sunday night, so you'll be forced to see them for the first time.
I'm not opposed to that. You say it like I don't like them.
I know, but you'd only kind of like...
I really enjoyed watching the Coachella set.
Hmm?
The Coachella set was awesome. I really enjoyed it.
Wait a second. You did not see them at Coachella, Andy.
I watched the feed from this year, and
oh, you watched
talked
it on
about
the internet. Okay. It's not this. It's definitely not the same as
I'm not saying
there.
I've seen them live, but I'm saying the last performance I saw of theirs I thought was awesome.
Or, you know, all right, seeing, fair enough.
You know, I didn't enjoy their Grammy performance, but I just thought the bikes were stupid.
Sure, I'll agree with you on that. It seemed like an idea Matt would have come up with.
There's a bunch of good bands in those next couple of lines. You know, Alison Krauss we've seen with Robert Plant. She's great. Mm-hmm. You know, Flea Foxes, not my favorite festival band. I mean, we left their set at ACL several years ago.
I still don't forgive you for that because you wanted to get closer for Arctic Monkeys, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't remember who we went. No, it was the Fratellis, and they were great.
There we go.
And they were great.
They were great, but we didn't.
I've seen the Flea Foxes since then. They're just boring to me live. They're a band I would like to listen to when it's nice out, the windows down, or in my headphones, but they're not a band I love live.
They're not electric live, I'll give you that. So, but it'll be a nice wind down. Hopefully they'll be on the same stage, but probably not. So
I don't know. Like, I think they belong on an afternoon set in the Austin heat. It's just not the right setting for them.
Mm-hmm. So Mama Jackson's there. Does that mean Jack will be there?
Maybe. I don't know. You tell me. Yeah. You're the Jack White expert.
Well, he went on the tour with her and has been playing at most of her sets, but at South By, even though he was in town, he didn't play with her, so that was a little surprising. Here's my thoughts. I think ACL has much better headliners. The middle is strong, and then the bottom isn't quite as impressive as Lala. I think top to bottom, Lala is more consistent. And
I agree.
You know, line 6 or 7 has local natives. There's not many middle and low tier ones in ACL that knock my socks off.
You know
off,
who I'm excited that's near the top that probably doesn't belong near the top, but I'm excited to see, and you're going to laugh.
Let me see. I'm gonna laugh. So it's not CeeLo or Ray. Is it Ray LaMontagne? Randy Newman.
It is Randy Newman.
Yes.
Zach knows this, but you guys might not. But there was not a single college playlist that went by in my last 2 years of college that short people didn't make its way onto the playlist for whenever
that's just
we were drinking. And it's just because
that's just because you had a short roommate who you liked to make fun of.
It was hilarious. So I've got to go see Randy Newman.
Do you think he's just gonna? Everyone's been joking that he's just going to start singing about whatever he sees going on at the festival.
I fucking hope that happens.
So, Friday, we started off Friday. It'll be a really good day. Let's see, early. Who do you think will be at our first
show? Hold on, let me go. We're
starting School of Rock, don't we?
Not the schedule. Let me pull up the schedule.
So, Friday near the bottom, we have School of Rock, which we like to see a little bit of to start the day.
Yeah, fun to start the day. They're always impressive. Yeah. They're fun. They're young.
Then we'll do either like Miniature Tigers or The Office London, I really like. There's a few things, and Horse. But then James Blake. Have you ever listened to that album yet, Andy?
I haven't.
I think you'd dig it.
I'll have to look. I'm excited for Delta Spirit that day, Smith Westerns.
Mm-hmm. Sure. You wrote about both of them for Lala, so we'll see how they do on those shows.
Yeah.
Cold War Kids are strong. Big Boy will be a lot of fun.
Beardy Man's a beatboxing guy. He's really impressive. I know I've told you about him once before, but I never sent you the video.
Is he as impressive as Ted Mosby beatboxing?
He's as good as Ted Mosby thinks he is.
Thinks he is, right. Are you going to see Bright Eyes at either of the shows?
Either of which shows? At Lala or ACL?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I imagine I'll see them between the two. I mean, it's hard. We'll have to see what they're up against.
Sure.
But I'd like to see some.
And then I think we'll probably end with the night with Nas, Damien Trigon, Marley, and Kanye. That seems almost a given.
Yeah, they'll probably be on before him, but maybe they won't. Santa Gold could. It depends on how it shakes out. Big Boy would make sense.
Right. Big Boy's a little bit lower down, so I'm thinking it will be a little bit mid-afternoon, late afternoon. But that's a real strong Friday right there.
It is. I think it may be my favorite day. I don't know.
Let's see when we're done. Saturday, see the bottom 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I mean, like the bottom 12. Is there anyone that you're excited about? Up until Wanda Jackson, and that's not going to be till like 3 or 4. I'm guessing.
No. There's no one until Aloe Black. He did the theme song for How to Make It in America. That song's awesome.
Okay.
I don't know any of his other stuff. I just know that that's the guy that does that song and that it's mm-hmm. awesome. I've seen the Antlers. They were boring.
Right.
Young the Giant, a lot of people really like.
Caitlin loves them. They're pretty good.
Fits in the Tantrums, I want to see.
Mm-hmm. And then obviously Chrome will be at Chromeo,
yeah. Skrillex, I've been hearing lots of great things. I'm excited to see what TV on the radio is doing now, you know,
yeah.
Seeing how they're moving forward.
The new album's strong. I like it.
Yeah.
And then we'll give CeeLo a chance and hopefully catch a little bit of Alison Krauss in My Morning Jacket as we make our way over to Stevie.
Yeah.
I feel like we don't have to be super close for Stevie. So
I was thinking the exact opposite.
Really?
Last
you want to be super close?
Last time I saw Stevie, I was in like the second to last row. And I guess it's not like sitting close for someone where you can see what they're doing, because you're not going to see his hands on the keys no matter where you're sitting unless it's behind
right.
the stage. But I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to see how it shakes out. But I'm thinking maybe being close to Stevie would be fun. But
it might be
also just as fun towards the back with several sandwiches.
That's what I'm saying. We'll see how that one shakes out, because I'd like to see a decent little bit of My Morning Jacket and House of Cross.
You know who's by the bottom of Sunday that we've seen before, and I don't know if you're going to remember?
Let's see if I can tell. The Barton Hills Choir?
I don't think we've seen them.
You have to tell me.
The Lee Boys. We saw that them at summer camp, like our first summer camp me and you covered.
They're
like Robert Randolph Light.
Which is good.
I haven't heard their name since we saw them that one
That's
time.
That's true.
But they're on this thing. There's not a lot else until like North Mississippi All-Stars I want to see really bad. I've never seen them. But
Then the Walkman's a solid afternoon set.
Yeah. I've seen the Walkman at Pitchfork.
Yeah, Sunday is not a strong day at all.
No. You know, the end of the day, well, I'm assuming we're drunk by the end of Sunday for Randy Newman and then Social D and Arcade Fire.
Yeah. I don't want to be drunk, but...
No?
I don't think so.
I feel like I would want to be drunk for a Social D show.
That part, yes, but I've never really been into them enough to, I don't know. We'll see. Looking through again, Friday is I think, my favorite day.
Yeah, that's what I said. You hesitated, but I was pretty confident.
I think it goes Friday, Saturday, Sunday in that order, really.
I agree. I mean, like, if it comes down to me not being able to take off work for a day, I miss
you
Sunday.
You come for Friday, right.
But I'd be bummed about missing Randy Newman.
And Fleet Foxes, Arcade Fire. It'll be a good end of it. I just not that much in the beginning. But you know, again, it's fun to explore and see some of those bands that we can get excited for them next year when they're coming back again.
I mean, there's a lot of bands whose names I recognize that I just don't know.
You know what's crazy?
What's crazy?
Friday and Saturday single day passes already sold out.
Wow, that's impressive.
So I guess that fuels our theory that those are the best days.
You know, we're not going to worry about tickets or press passes. Do you want to tell that story, Zach?
We got blacklisted.
Blacklisted. We can't eat at Hop Sings.
we tried to apply for Lollapalooza and... email banner roll. We're not allowed. We got a lot of requests and we can't fulfill it this year. And I was like, that's odd. You know, the deadline is July and it's only May. Kind of weird that they wouldn't email back already saying no and not even like, we'll let you know. So I wrote back, this is the word I chose was unacceptable, which I'm pretty sure that was what rubbed them the wrong way. And they decided that they need to call me. So, Andy, you worked on both sides. You emailed people for business. You sent a lot of emails requesting passes. Have you ever had someone call you?
Never. Not one time.
Not one time out of hundreds, right?
Yeah.
So I was really surprised to get the call. And she immediately went on kind of like the offensive, being like, so this is unacceptable to you? Like, we know who you are. You're the Festival Crashers. You tell people how to crash our events. We can't support this. We don't like you guys. And, like, she did all but, really rubbed it in my face that we were not their favorite people and they were not going to give us passes to either Lollapalooza or ACL ever again.
So they formally asked us to crash their festival, right? That's what you're taking from this?
I straight up told her that. I was like, you know that by doing this, you're just encouraging me to crash and tell people how to do that. And she's like, well, we can't encourage this. I'm not going to allow this. I won't. And just like, all right. So,
I think it's hilarious. They put I do. Time. But what did I tell you was going to happen 3 years ago?
You said if we advertise that we crash and if we say... have a tab about crashing, and then she straight up mentioned that too. She's like, we saw that you would have a tab about how to crash.
I foresaw this happening, but it's okay because we're gonna crash. ACL was an easy crash last year.
Every time
we even talked to their employees as we walked in on Saturday now, of last year.
I do have one thing that I'm not going to be doing this year, which is I don't think I can videotape it, because if they catch me and they're on the lookout and I have actual evidence that I'm crashing,
breaking the law.
I don't. That would probably not be the smartest.
No, we can't end up in jail.
No,
but we can fuck with them as much as we possibly can. if they're going to fuck with us. But I think the most important thing that we should take out of this is we're important enough for them to care.
that's something, right?
Right.
They know about us.
They
now.
Talked about us.
Yeah.
We're not so, nobody.
We ain't nobody. But, you know, I was kind of, the last couple, few months, I was like, well, is it just going to be legit from here on out? Or are we just going to go soft and actually have press passes all the time and have those days of pressing be over? But it looks like we got to go rogue again.
We're going rogue. I think that's hilarious because we have good relationships with a lot of other festival organizers.
Yeah.
So for them to make that stance was surprising because there's very few publications out there that cover festivals as in-depth as the two of us.
I know. I was the, not to pat my own back too much, but I was the one who broke the ACL headliners. Some random girl who doesn't work for magazines like, hey, I read on Spin that they in their June issue that just came out that Kanye and Stevie Wonder is going to be there. And this guy who calls himself ACL Mike tweeted like, oh, really? That's interesting. And then I like had her take a picture of the magazine at like 10 o'clock Saturday night. And then every other publication in Austin used that picture that said like at Festival Crasher with her tweet as like the proof that those were the headliners. And we found out at midnight tonight that was the case. So nice little validation there.
And those assholes think we're illegitimate.
I know. All we're doing is, I mean, what have we talked about so far on this podcast? How great both of their big festivals are. So we can't quit them.
I mean, we're still going to go and write about how great their festivals are.
Yeah. But we've written some things that are a little scathing. I don't think Perry Farrell would be excited if he'd read everything I had written about him.
That's true. Well, that asshole almost ran me over with a golf cart the first Lollapalooza we covered.
So.
And all of the shows I've seen him do at Lollapalooza were truly terrible. Both shows he's done at Perry's stage. They didn't even turn slash on.
He came on
stage and played, and we didn't hear a single note he played. I will never forgive him for that.
You really need to turn Slash's mic on and plug him in. That's kind of...
Who the fuck is Perry Farrell when Slash is on stage?
Yeah, nobody.
Well...
So, I've got Free Press Festival coming up in a couple weeks I'm excited about. Some of our favorites, Sharon Jones, is going to be there. And Chromeo. And... Nice. Yaysayer and Ween and Weezer. It should be a very good time.
Those are a lot of awesome bands.
Yeah, it's a nice, and it's only $45 for the weekend. Pretty damn good deal.
And they
put us on the press list. So
some people
still love us. And they wrote on our wall, on our Facebook wall today.
Oh, that's awesome.
So take care.
Thank you.
But yeah, you know, we can't hit everything this year. But we're doing our best.
We're doing what we can. There's some festivals not worth going to. Like, we are sad what Rothbury has become.
Ugh, are the Electric not? Forest.
Cheeseberry?
Yeah. What do you think about North Coast this year and how that festival's coming together?
I really didn't love that lineup either.
No, I thought it was a lot better
really
last
electronic.
Year.
Yeah, much better last year.
I like the concept. I think they seem like cool. It hasn't... There's never once where I've been like, I'd fly home for that.
Yeah, no. Last year I would have with that lineup, but not with this lineup this year.
Right. But, you know, it was kind of an off year for fests. Hopefully we go back in head first next year. But we still got Lollapalooza, Free Press, ACL, and, you know, we'll scrape together a couple more before it's all said and done.
Yeah, I may do Electric Daisy Carnival in Vegas. And if I don't, they're still Audiotistic and... all those festivals out here. And
you like working with audiotistic people, right?
The Insomniac is the people that do that. They're good. I mean, they hooked me up for all the stuff out here with photo passes. I got awesome pictures of Travis Barker and Lil Jon and A-Track.
Yeah.
Dead Mouse.
Good stuff.
Fun shows.
Yeah. I saw Ethan Kennedy and Dan Dyer, a couple Austin artists last night that were really good.
Yeah.
So we're still getting out there, seeing some live music. You saw our girl Gracie last night. She posted on her website. That was nice.
Yeah, I I emailed Bob today trying to talk him into going to the Prince show with me because he was talking about it the other night and he told me he's too broke to go. I was so bummed. I got literally nobody wants to go to the Prince show.
That's a nightmare.
There's three more next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You can go alone?
To Prince? I don't think you can go alone to
Dude,
Prince.
Dude, you go... You go next to a girl and she's pregnant. And it's not even yours. It's Prince's.
Oh, man. Yeah, I may go. We'll see.
You got to go. That's one you... Yes. Go I with do. Sandwiches. You make friends easily.
It's true. Okay. We'll see.
All right. Well, I wish you good luck on the Prince futures.
Thanks.
And thanks for listening, everybody. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
That was an excellent sign off.